Football on off the ball.
Toby, I just did a bit of standoffish, to be honest. And I just said that to the lads in the dressing room. We're getting too much respect. And for me, on a football pitch, when you give teams too much respect, it's a fear. Yeah, didn't like it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's final whistle. Your comprehensive roundup of the weekend's Gaelic games.
Welcome to Off the Ball's final whistle. I'm David Wilson. Here's your one-stop shop to hear all the post-match reaction from the biggest day in the ladies' football calendar, as the junior, intermediate and senior finals were decided at Croke Park. Just over 48,000 spectators were in attendance as Antrim, Louth, Tyrone, Laois, Meath and Dublin competed for All-Ireland glory. But first to the main event of the day, and Dublin were crowned the TG Cahir All-Ireland Ladies Football Champions for the seventh time in their history. Off the Ball's Stephen Gleeson summed up the events at HQ.
A powerful, dominant first half performance put Dublin in the driving seat as they went on to overcome Meath and win the All-Ireland title. From the start, they were the stronger side and they held a big lead at the break, which was an advantage that they held until full time. An early goal from Nicole Owen in the first half after 7 minutes pushed the champions 1-2 to no score clear, and a second green flag was waved on 22 minutes when powerful full forward Niamh Heatherton scored from close range. That helped them to an 11-point lead at half-time. In the second half, Carla Rowe, Hannah Terrell and Niamh Heatherton, the full forward, hit the pick of the scores as Dublin saw it out comfortably, 216 to 10 points at the end. The cup is staying in the capital. Stephen Gleeson at Croke Park.
And in the midst of the celebrations, Dublin Bannisdore Paul Casey said that it was a hugely satisfying day for the players and management.
Yes, look, I suppose it's really, really satisfying, and the whole management team put in a massive amount of work this year, and particularly over the last number of weeks, the work that they put on, and then to watch the team give a performance like that today was hugely satisfying. But yeah, it's great, and we're going to enjoy the next few days because we've worked very, very hard for this, and the girls have worked even harder. So yeah, days like this don't come around too often, but we're delighted.
Dublin defender Martha Byrne said that the fast start was exactly what they were after and paid credit to Meath for never giving up.
Yeah, like we had three targets to go after for the whole match, and I think we just very much stuck to the process, didn't think of the outcome, and I think that's kind of what helped us at the end of the day.
Yeah, you worked really hard. Second goal arrived 22 minutes in, and you know, me just couldn't get a grip in the game then.
Yeah, to be fair, like they're a team that never die. Like we, even when the scores kept going over, we knew that they'd come back, so we knew we had to keep our own scoreboard ticking over, but they were brilliant right to the end. Like they fought right to the end, and that's the team. That's like the credit to the team that they are.
Meath will go back to the drawing board, but can look back on a good year, especially the defeat of Kerry in the semi-final. Emma Duggan particularly impressed today, kicking 7 points, with captain Aveen Cleary, Vicky Wall and Kira Smith chipping in with a point each for the Royals. But Dublin simply had too much of a cushion built up to be caught and were never in any great danger in the closing minutes, as the goals Meath needed never came nor looked like coming. Earlier today in the intermediate final, Laois took on Tyrone, and Stephen Gleeson had the full-time report.
A strong, dominant performance secured the All-Ireland title for Tyrone after they saw off the Laois challenge in style. The first goal of the game came from Shifra Havel for the Midlanders, and they were leading 1-5 to 7 points after 26 minutes when Tyrone got a penalty that was initially saved before just afterwards Aoife Horrisk followed up with a Tyrone goal. That meant they went in 1-7 to 1-5 clear at half time, and despite a couple of more nearly points for Laois, it was Tyrone kicked on, and a second goal arrived on 54 minutes, leaving it 2-13 to 1-12 with the Northerners in the driving seat. And they held that lead right up till the end of the game when it finished 2-16 to 1-13. There was huge applause in Croke Park from the Tyrone supporters. The cup is heading north.
Despite being denied from the penalty spot, Sorka Gormley was one of the stars of the game. She paid tribute to Tyrone boss Darragh McCann after the game while speaking to Off the Ball's Scarlett Heron.
Yeah, great game. I mean, we knew we wanted the outcome to be when we came here, and thankfully we pushed on and done it.
And you've come through the minor panel obviously with Darren the last few years, and you've made the step up really this year to senior. Coming up trumps in the quarter final and semi final, you're very important to the team, and obviously two extra time in those two games as well shows the sort of grit and determination of the girls.
Yeah, definitely. The the semi-final and quarter-final has definitely stood us today. I mean, we only started to play nearly an extra time of them both games, and as I said out there today in the last 10 minutes, I think it showed that we were the guts and just the hard work we were going to put in to get over that line, because, I mean, we were on the losing side last year, and just to get over the line this year is something special.
And Tyrone forward Maeve Corrigan told Scarlett that they'll be focusing on celebrating before thinking about senior football next season.
Yeah, I suppose there is a wee bit of pressure for the boys coming in there this year, because I suppose we didn't really perform in last year's final as a team. So there was, I suppose, a wee bit of pressure in some games that we were going in as favourites just because of last year's performance. But no, the boys came in and they took their own tilt to it, and it was a refresh. We did just miss out last year, so, you know, they did have a good foundations to build upon. But like Darren has been, he's a club man of my own, so he's worked with like our club teams in Tyrone, and he's also the minor manager for the ladies last year, so he brought up a lot of those younger girls onto the panel, and they have just added such depth as well. They're so lively, and, you know, they just want to get at it. So no, they came in, like the boys in fairness came in, Darren came in, and they've done a really good job with, you know, getting us all together. Thank God we've kept a good panel from last year. So yeah, they had a good group to build with, so yeah, it's been good.
Obviously no senior football next year, but I'm sure you should celebrate mightily tonight.
Yeah, we'll think about that in maybe in a couple of months. But no, you can't lie that's probably in the back of your head too. Like, we're going out because you want to win in All-Ireland, but I think in all of our heads we were playing senior league this year, and we didn't manage to stay up. That was a goal that we didn't reach, so to get back up there, that we're playing some type of senior football next year, was a massive part of it, and is a massive part of it. Like in Tyrone, we want to be playing senior, you know, so that'll be the goal next year, to try and retain that. So, you know, when you're playing up at that level, you're playing against the best, and that's where we need to be able to lift our levels. So yeah, we'll enjoy it now for the next couple of weeks, and then yeah, we'll look forward to that next year.
Losing Laois boss Stephen Duff said that his players gave everything for the county.
Look, they all died with their shirts on, like, and then the hardest part was going down to that corner meeting the Laois people. Feel like you let them down, but anyway, it's high level sport, and you just have to try focus on what's next, and that's keeping this group happy for the rest of the day and making sure they're together and as a group and looked after, and hopefully the Laois people can put their arm around them now tonight.
Turning attention now to the junior final, and Antrim met Louth at the Croke Park showpiece. Stephen Gleeson summed up today's events in full in the full-time report.
Louth are the All-Ireland Ladies Football Junior Champions after they overcame a strong challenge from Antrim to win 13 points to 1-8 at Croke Park. Kieran Nolan put in a 5-star performance with a forward 2-4 throughout the tight pulsating encounter. Antrim got off to the best possible start in the game with a goal from a penalty struck by Brona Devlin after 3 minutes when she struck it straight to the top corner. But then Aoife Russell responded to bring Louth right into the game with a couple of quick-fire points. By half time, Louth had found their range and they went in 8 points to 1-4 clear at the break. On the restart, Maria O'Neill levelled the game, but from there, Louth got a grip on the game again in the second half, and Mia Duffy and Lucy White kicked great scores to help Louth to see it through to take the title. They are All-Ireland Junior Champions for 2025.
Louth midfielder Anya Breen told Scarlett Heron that her side's mentality was exceptional.
Yeah, I was probably surprised how emotional a lot of us were after it. I think it was probably just the reassurance of what we had talked about over the last year, what we fought for over the last year, and knowing that we were capable of getting over the line. And I had said it in the interviews leading up, I knew it was going to be a point for point. It wasn't going to be a massive, but I think our response to the penalty in the first minute of the game was the telling sign of the game, because we had just said whenever that went in, it's only 3 points, and that's what kept us going. And look, I think the girls' mentality towards that was exceptional today.
And wee county corner forward Kieran Nolan found it hard to sum up the year in general for Louth football.
Look, it's just brilliant. After the year we've had in Louth with football, it's just, oh, I'm lost for words, you know.
And despite the loss today, Antrim boss Chris Scullion said that he was proud of his players' season.
Absolutely. Like, this is a positive season for us. As I said, we had a two-year plan in mind, and we thought we were ahead of our development. And I've said that throughout the year, and everybody kept going on this about, oh, unbeaten run. We enjoyed it as it happened, but you know, it was going to come to an end at some point, and what better day for it to come to an end, probably, as much as we didn't want it to, but we made it to Croke Park, we made it the All-Ireland final day, and look, I'm extremely proud of every one of our girls, Mickey, the other manager, along with me. We're so proud of our backroom team, our management, like our girls. They just give us everything all year, and we can't fault them. And, you know, to lose in an All-Ireland final, it's tough, but we'll be back, we'll rebuild and we'll go again.
And that is about all we have time for on this week's Final Whistle. Remember, Off the Ball Breakfast will be back from 7:30 on Tuesday with Cullen Buhig and Ger Gilroy back fresh from All Together Now. Speaking of All Together Now, you can watch the very best bits from a plethora of shows this weekend in your podcast feeds, on YouTube and on your social channels, so keep an eye out there. Owen Sheehan will be back in the hot seat on your radios from 7 on Tuesday, and I'll be back with more next time. Thanks for listening.